United States. Eviction. Shelter in place. Can the executive branch halt evictions on public health grounds?
Even in normal times, attending housing court in America is a dispiriting encounter with the judicial system. The justice dispensed looks much like a conveyor belt. Few tenants can afford lawyers to challenge the eviction orders sought by their landlord. Unlike criminal proceedings, there is no right to counsel. Many do not show up on the day, so the judge enters default evictions for them en masse. Even more dispiriting would be the spectacle of a judge pronouncing a family's eviction by video conference in the midst of an epidemic that has killed 190,000 Americans. Fortunately, that remains rarer than the weakened economy, with 11 million fewer Americans working than in February and an unemployment rate of 8.4%, might suggest. Many cities and states issued moratoriums when it became clear that the epidemic would result in a lot of missed rent payments. The CARES Act, the enormous stimulus package passed by Congress, included an eviction moratorium for federally subsidized housing. Though it covered fewer than half of renters in the country, advocates cheered the measure before it expired on July 24th. Generous federal unemployment benefits of $600 a week also expired soon afterwards. Congress has been unable to come up with a second stimulus bill, even though Democrats and Republicans agree that one is necessary. That prompted worries of a tsunami of eviction filings. In Philadelphia, 17 protesters were arrested for blocking the entrances to court a few days after the state moratorium expired. In some cities, like Milwaukee, evictions quickly rebounded after coming to a halt. Since there seems more hope of an October vaccine than a second stimulus, the consequences looked grim.